case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now. You
may have heard this song on the radio. Casey Barnes.
Yes.
What a track this is.
Bit of a boot scooting one, this one.
Yeah, exactly. He's got a new one out. It's this one.
It's slower from here.
Yeah.
It's called God Took His Time on You. Speaking of Casey Barnes, he joins us on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
How do you come up with such catchy tunes? Is it a long process?
Oh, man. Thanks to lockdown and having a lot of time to concentrate on, you know, your songwriting and actually being able to team up with some amazing songwriters over in America as well. So those two songs you played, I wrote with the same two writers in Nashville. They're just incredible writers. And yeah, we wrote this one, the latest one, last year, and you know, we've just been sort of waiting for the right time to put it out there, and it felt like, you know, now was that time. So yeah, it's been great to finally have it out.
Definitely. Yeah. So I had a little bit of a sneaky stalk over on your Instagram, and you got to play like a proper live gig in front of a big crowd over the weekend. Is it a bit surreal performing in front of big crowds now?
It is. And, you know, it feels like we're on another planet, you know, literally up here at the moment. We really feel for you guys and a lot of our mates in New South Wales who have been struggling through the last, you know, some for the last few months not being able to gig, and yet up here we've been lucky enough to, you know, the last three weekends we've played in Mount Isa and Mackay, and then we did another festival on the weekend, and it's a really strange feeling, but we're super fortunate to be able to play live again. So I guess we've just got to hope that you know, the rest of the country can get back out of this and we can all get back to enjoying, you know, live music soon.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you've made a bang, really, in the music industry here in Australia. What's the goal for you? What's the dream? Where do you want to be in 10 years?
In 10 years? Oh, that's a good question.
It's an interview now you attend.
Yes. What are your positive traits?
Hopefully still playing music. That'll be the number one goal. But I think, you know, keep doing what we're doing here in Australia and hopefully get back overseas just before the lockdown and COVID sort of hit. We'd been making some big inroads over in America and been lucky enough to go over quite a bit and play some big shows. And we just got back from playing a massive gig in Las Vegas just before everything shut down. So the goal would be to get back over there and do a little more and, you know, pick up where we left off and see where it all heads. But yeah, you know, hopefully still playing music for sure.
So you want to? Do you not want to win a Grammy or have your song in a movie or anything like that?
I wouldn't say no to any of the above. It would be like, seriously, it's funny how things happen. I remember growing up as a kid in Tassie and watching the ARIA Awards every year and just, you know, going, maybe one day it'd be amazing to you know, be nominated for an ARIA. And last year I got my first ARIA nomination. So that, it's funny what can happen. So I guess, you know, we'll just see how we go, and yeah, it'd be nice.
Awesome. Sounds good. Well, we wish you all the best. You've got a couple of tattoos as well. You're a tattered man. You're planning on adding to the collection?
If you need any suggestions, Josh and Maddie's name sounds really good, and it looks really good on a tattoo as well if you
Does
need.
It? Right. Okay.
Looks great in cursive.
I've actually got, it's pretty crazy. I've got a couple of fans that have literally gone out and got my signature tattooed on their arms. Ooh. And that's a big call to,
you know, you've
that,
made so. It you know you've made it when people get your signature tattooed on them.
It's pretty crazy. But no, and actually we really want to get down to Victoria again. You know, we're meant to be coming down for the Golden Valley Country Music Festival, which is in Shepparton at the end of October, but I guess we'll have to wait and see how things pan out. But if it isn't in October, I know we'll be launching into a, you know, national tour early next year. So hopefully we'll see you soon.
Yeah, definitely. Well, fingers crossed we can see you. Thank you so much for joining us again. Don't forget you can listen to God Took His Time on You right here on Power FM.
Thanks, guys.